USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Both President-elect Joe Biden and President Trump held rallies Monday in the U.S. state of Georgia, where two runoff elections Tuesday will determine whether Republicans or Democrats control power in the U.S. Senate.
Your vote tomorrow will decide which party controls the United States Senate. The radical Democrats are trying to capture Georgia's Senate seats so they can wield unchecked, unrestrained, absolute power over every aspect of your lives.
Georgia, there's no one in America with more power to make that happen than you, the citizens of Atlanta, the citizens of Georgia.
The polls in Georgia will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. local time. A correction to yesterday's broadcast, we erroneously reported model actress Tanya Roberts had died. Although gravely ill in a Los Angeles, California hospital, she is still alive. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The National Football League playoff picture is set for this weekend. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
The matchups are set for the first weekend of the NFL playoffs, with each conference having an additional team participating. Next weekend, we'll see six wildcard games. On Saturday, the Indianapolis Colts will take on the Buffalo Bills. The L.A. Rams head to Seattle to take on the Seahawks, and the Washington football team will host Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. On Sunday, the Tennessee Titans welcome the Baltimore Ravens in a rematch from last season's divisional round. The Chicago Bears take on the New Orleans Saints, and the Cleveland Browns will take on the Pittsburgh Steelers in a rematch from their Week 17 game that saw the Browns clinch their first playoff berth in 18 seasons. The Kansas City Chiefs and Green Bay Packers received first-round byes as the top seeds in the AFC and NFC, respectively. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says a New York resident with no known travel history has tested positive for the coronavirus variant that's more contagious but not more deadly. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The President phone call over the weekend to Georgia Secretary of State's office has raised a few eyebrows. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
A leaked audio tape of a phone call President Trump had with Georgia's Secretary of State, in which he appeared to ask election officials in the state to overturn the election in his favor, has been drawing reactions since its Sunday release. Senior Trump campaign advisor Kayleigh McEnany says that with the tape's release, the Secretary of State can't be trusted. She tells Fox News that during the call, the president was trying to shine a light on some of the data from the November election.
The claims the president was making, he walked through on that phone call. If you read the transcript, the various tranches of ballots that he has used publicly identified data from the U.S. Postal Service, from the Georgia Secretary of State's office to call these ballots into question. This is publicly available information. Based on this public data, it raised questions on about 24,000 ballots by a conservative estimate. And now you have the Georgia Secretary of State saying, we have our own secret numbers, but we won't show them to you, even if you sign a confidentiality agreement. That should tell you all you need to know from the same person who's leaking audio, his conversation with the President of the United States and his attorney.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The polls in today's Georgia Senate runoffs will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. local time. Veteran talk show host Larry King, who was recently hospitalized with COVID-19, has been moved out of the intensive care unit at a Los Angeles hospital and is breathing on his own. King's family reported that he continues to improve. He and his sons thanked everyone for the outpouring of support and can't wait to get home. King is 87 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.